Let's play a little Jeopardy now. I'm going to take most polarizing Jeopardy players for 800, Robert.
Okay, this Jeopardy player has been making headlines and causing a frenzy on Twitter for playing aggressively and using game theory to fuel a 4-day winning streak.
Who is Arthur Chu?
That's right. And he returns to Jeopardy Monday. NPR's Hanzi Lo Wang has more.
If there are any unwritten rules to playing Jeopardy, he may have broken them all.
A compliance analyst and voiceover artist from Broadview Heights, Ohio, Arthur Chu.
Sometimes he interrupted Alex Trebek and cut in before the host could finish a sentence.
Bullock, Arthur, back
Bible here. Violence 800.
Not to mention he jumped to the hardest clues on the board first, and he furiously tapped his buzzer whenever he knew the answer. Arthur Chu has been called many names on Twitter. I asked some colleagues to read some.
The worst Jeopardy contestant of all time.
And some viewers have tweeted at him directly.
You are the biggest tool I have ever seen grace the Jeopardy stage. I hope Trebek knocks you out cold.
And Chu replied.
He knocked me out from the moment he walked out on stage. Swoons.
Other Twitter musings about Arthur Chu have been a bit more personal.
So I ruined family dinner by calling my mom and stepbrother out for saying things about the winner on Jeopardy. Because he was Asian.
And to this tweeter's surprise, Chu replied,
thanks for getting my back. Tell the fam I'm sorry for coming over and taking their jobs.
Chu says the de facto job for many contestants after they appear on Jeopardy is dealing with the peanut gallery.
People always make fun of the people on Jeopardy, and they don't realize, like, when you're on Jeopardy, you have 20 minutes, and there's this really high-stakes prize.
So far, his prize totals more than $100,000 from a 4-game winning streak in late January. Chu was born in Albany, New York, the son of immigrants from Taiwan. He later moved with his family to Rhode Island and L.A. And you went to Swarthmore College?
Yes.
Like me?
Yes.
Now at age 30, he works at an insurance company near Cleveland. And on the side, he does community theater and some voiceover work.
That's right. The advanced protection of Shell Rotella tea now comes
still,
in...
Still, Chu says he can understand why his Jeopardy appearances may have gotten some of the show's fans so upset.
I kind of fit a certain stereotype of the hyper-focused, unlikable Asian nerd. And the fact that I'm an Asian guy means that I'm not the underdog, that I'm the bad guy, and that some regular person who the audience can identify with is the underdog.
Underdog or not, Chu says he decided to not take the online chatter sitting down.
I think we've reached the point where someone like me can, you know, stand up for myself and say, you know, I'm not ashamed of being the kind of person that I am, and if you try to shame me about it, I'll hit back.
Chu will be back on Jeopardy next week. The show was pre-recorded in November, before the social media backlash. But even if he could change his playing style, or how he looked on the show, he says,
no, I don't know. I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know.
Last words of a soon-to-be Jeopardy has been? We'll find out Monday. Hanzi Luong, NPR News.